Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Miss Mello?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten your attorney already to assist you?
No.
No, okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo?
Yes.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. And would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to the law firm that you aren't with an attorney already?
You said if I'm what?
Are you willing to basically affirm and tell the law firm that you don't have an attorney already?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States? Okay. And I'm so sorry to hear about the meningioma. Do you know if it was of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
The brain, okay. And do you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
September 11th, 2023.
September 11th of 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then next year, the Depo information, did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I can, yes.
Yeah, okay. And next year is just best to your knowledge. Do you know what year you first started taking it?
The second week of March 2021.
Second week of March. Okay, 1 second here. So second week, it looks like starts with the 8th. So is it okay if I do, do you want me to do like the beginning of the week? January 8th?
Yeah, that's 21? Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Excuse me, March 8th, 2021. And then what was the year you stopped taking it?
The first week of September 2023.
2023, yeah. So, like, the 4th of September?
Yes.
Okay. September 4th, 2023. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female. Okay. And then we have your first name, A-N, as in Nancy, E-L?
Correct.
And then last name, M as in Mary, E-L-O?
Yeah, one L.
One L, okay. And then we have an email here. Looks like it's your first name, B as in boy, last name, at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, and then is that 862-271-6265 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
32nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey.
Is the zip 07513?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then next year, the medical information. So was the Depo administered by the doctor or by yourself?
By the doctor.
Doctor. Okay, and then let me see here. 2 years. Okay, so let's see. Do you know how many times, and this is best to your knowledge, you were injected with the product, estimately? I know you said
one
you were taking
one time in 3 months.
One time in three, so four times per year.
Correct.
And okay, and then you were on it for roughly 2 years, so 8. And then, do you know the doctor or the facility that you were having the shots taken at?
Dr. Evelyn White.
Evelyn White. In what city?
In Patterson.
Patterson. Okay, on Main Street?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then she's the prescribing doctor as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. And then do you know the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, if it was a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was a CT scan.
CT scan. Okay, and then do you know the doctor that diagnosed you or facility?
For the brain tumor?
Yes.
Stanley Malkin.
Stanley Malkin. Is he in Patterson as well?
Correct.
Okay. Is it 100 Hamilton Plaza, Patterson?
Yes.
That's him? Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Stanley L. Malkin.
Okay, perfect. And is he the treating doctor as well?
Yeah, he's the neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, okay, perfect. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was there any surgery, chemo, radiation?
Yeah, I received brain surgery, radiation therapy, and then the doctor observed me for a couple of days in the hospital.
Okay, so you were hospitalized?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in, or do you know what year you were hospitalized?
The date, I know the date of the test. It was in September 9th.
Okay. No worries.
But it was that you said, repeat the question again.
So we could do just estimated dates for hospitalization. They just want to know, roughly when were you hospitalized? It was September 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, there would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yeah. It was from September 19th. To October 25th, so it was for like a month.
Okay, for the hospitalization?
Correct.
Okay, so it was September 19th through October 25th of 23?
Yes.
Okay. And then they'll request the medical records, but in case that they are needing assistance, are you able to provide them either electronically or via mail?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No, it's fine. I always pick up the phone.
Okay, no worries. And then bear with me here. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, you can send it.
Okay. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. Oh, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
You said to send it with my date of birth?
Yeah, for the medical record release forms, we'll need your date of birth.
Okay.
What's your date of birth?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that you were going to use May
28th, 1998. So again, it was May 28th, 1998?
Correct.
Okay. And then your social?
171-78-6469.
And again, 171-78-6469?
Correct.
Okay. And then bear with me here. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. One moment.